This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 11th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today across Israel is bright and sunny. In Jerusalem, expect a pleasant day with clear skies. Tel Aviv is warm and breezy, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Up north in Haifa, it remains clear and mild. Eilat in the south is warm and sunny as well. Here are today's headlines. First, UENet reports that the IDF warns Hamas is racing to build a drone threat similar to tactics seen on the Northern Front just over 2 hours ago. Also, from the Times of Israel, the EU's top diplomat is hopeful the bloc will sanction violent West Bank settlers today, with an IDF reservist killed in a Hezbollah drone attack earlier today. Also, this hour, Walla reports that Sumud activists prepare to return to Gaza after being expelled from Israel, with updates coming in the last 98 minutes. Separately, the Australian Jewish News discusses why Australians should stand with Israel, with insights from just 16 minutes ago. And finally, The Forward reports that the man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march last year was sentenced to life in prison, from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted 11 minutes ago that the IDF has ordered evacuations for residents in 9 towns in southern Lebanon due to Hezbollah ceasefire violations. From i24news_en, an Israeli international news broadcaster, we learned that Sergeant Alexander Globeniv was the first killed by Hezbollah's explosive drones inside Israeli territory, posting 24 minutes ago. Times of Israel, writing 47 minutes ago, reports Israel set up a secret military base in Iraq's desert in February to support its aerial campaign against Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's warning about Hamas, according to YNET, military officials say Gaza's terror group is adopting drone tactics used by Hezbollah in Lebanon. This development points to an evolving threat on Israel's southern front. This raises concerns about increasing drone warfare capabilities in the region. Turning to the EU's potential sanctions, The Times of Israel notes that the EU's top diplomat is hopeful for action against violent settlers in the West Bank today. This comes as tensions in the area remain high with recent attacks. These sanctions could impact diplomatic relations and signal a shift in the EU's stance. Meanwhile, the activists known as Sumud are planning a return to Gaza. Walla reports they were expelled from Israel and are now regrouping. Their return could further strain the already tense situation in the region. This reflects ongoing challenges Israel faces with activist flotillas. Separately, the Australian Jewish News emphasizes the importance of Australia standing with Israel. The article argues for equal treatment of the Jewish community. It highlights the international dimension of Israel's diplomatic efforts. Finally, The Forward's report on the sentencing of the Boulder attacker underscores the serious repercussions of violent actions against Israeli interests abroad. This sentencing serves as a warning and a call for vigilance in international communities. Turning to business and markets. First, YNET Business reports that the Meatman Brothers will open a fine dining steakhouse atop Tel Aviv's Azrieli Tower, following a significant investment. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a 50% surge in fuel prices affecting American politics, with Trump facing criticism over inflation management. And finally, CTEC discusses Israel's defense procurement overhaul, balancing new startups against established contractors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.